What's up, family? Today is March the 1st, 2024. This is episode number 311 on Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, brought to you by Rennell's Real Talk Media Network. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk a little bit today about the Trump sneaker. Well, Donald Trump is doing what he does best. He's marketing himself to the brothers and sisters of America with a set of new sneakers. Well, if there's anything the Trumpster knows, he knows how to market to people, good or bad. But in this case, I would say, brothers and sisters, we are moving into some interesting times. I've said this once before, and I'll say it again. This is a very crucial election coming up in 2024. You have to make sure you have your facts in order. You want to make sure you have whatever you're going to do in order so you know what exactly what you want to do when it comes to this election. Because right now, we don't know what's going to happen. We could look at America, we can look across America, and we could see all the things that are going on. America is in financial troubles and really not talking about it. Why? Because when you constantly give monies to people that never done anything in a country, let alone voted for a leader in this country, and you constantly give them a time frame of 24 months to get on their feet, while they're given 24 months to get on their feet, America is going to be suffering and suffering, especially the people who have been living here, born here, fought in wars here, and will die here, get absolutely nothing, while you give a bunch of people free stuff, while the people who are here are suffering each and every day. Go outside and look at your streets and see all the homelessness that's going on in America. No one really says a whole lot about it, but one thing we know, our borders are a open door, seem like, for everybody. When you're fighting for asylum, you don't pick where you want to go. You go to the nearest country that's closer to yours, not picking where you want to go. With the influx of people coming into America and resources being depleted, because basically resources are being depleted, no matter how you look at them. A lot of people won't like it, but it's not about what you like. It's about what's happening. With a bunch of resources being depleted from America, the Trump sneaker is pleading for the black vote and black people, as black people have been mistreated in this country for centuries. It's a shame. But this is not a political type of episode. It's just a episode where you have to do your own choosing as to what you believe is right for yourself. All you have to do is look at the last 4 years and see exactly, well, it's not a full 4 years. Look at the last 3 years and see exactly what's been going on. And then you can make and judge for yourself as to what's really going on here in America, especially when it comes to black people. Yes, you see black people coming up and getting some rise here and there, but you also have a bunch of people that are coming up and getting a whole bunch of rah-rah. You also have a bunch of black folks who are getting absolutely nothing and are suffering each and every day, while more and more are pouring out on the streets of America with no place to live, no food to eat. As black people, we need to pay attention and understand what's really going on. The Trump sneaker is not a bad idea. Actually, it's a pretty good idea. Because basically, the world is all about sneakers. I don't prefer to wear shoes anymore. I prefer to wear sneakers. And it's not about the look. It's about being comfortable. Shoes don't make me feel comfortable. Being in America does not make me feel that comfortable when I see all this resources being depleted by people who are coming here. So I prefer to wear sneakers. You know, the goal, well, Trump is about goal, and the sneaker, it's not a bad look. You know, if you're into fashion, it's not a bad look. Go and grab yourself some Trump sneakers. You can always put them in your collection if you collect sneakers. Because see, we've always looked at wearing shoes. Wearing shoes are cool, but shoes are hard. And when you get older, you're not trying to wear a bunch of hard shoes. You want to wear something that's going to be soft on your feet. Whether people like it or not, sometimes we get too comfortable with what other people want from us than what we want from ourselves. Me, I prefer sneakers. Whether I'm wearing slacks or whether I'm wearing jeans, I prefer sneakers. And if people don't like that, I don't care. I'm going to look off into getting me a pair of Trump sneakers. And I'm going to, you know, find me a good pair, the kind that I like. Maybe not wear them, but I will buy me a pair and collect them. Because one thing I do believe, there'll be collector's items. If anything else, there'll be collector's items one day. So maybe I'll get me a pair of Trump sneakers to wear and one to collect. But this is where we are in this world of ours. We're in the midst of a big decision that's going to be made or needs to be made before the election that's going to happen in November. It's a decision that needs to be made early so you can see where you really want to be. Just keep on looking at what you're seeing now, and that'll pretty much give you a general idea as to where you want to go. No, this is not going to be a long deal, because at this point, we really don't need to put out a bunch of long podcasts on making decisions when decisions should pretty much already be formed in your head as to what you want to do. When it comes to making decisions, you should already have the answer. You don't need to hear a bunch of back and forth me talking when all you need to do is open up your brain and start to pay attention to what's out there, what's being said, what's being seen each and every day. Because this is an each and every day. It doesn't take a last minute decision as to who we feel needs to run this or who we feel needs to run that. The decision has already been made. And when it comes to black people shouldn't have a hard time, really deciding. But as usual, black people usually go where their heart falls. And sometimes that's something that never works. Falling for where your heart falls, and you fall for the same old, each and every year. You are expected to vote a certain way each and every year. You are not supposed to be looking at change. You don't know nothing about change, and that's how they perceive you. You don't know nothing about change. You don't need to worry about change because you're not going to change. You're going to stick with what you stick with best. And that's the truth. Is it sad? Yeah, it is. But it is what it is. And we keep moving forward with the same old. You keep on sticking with what you believe. And in the end, I hope you'll be proud. But the Trump sneaker is not a bad reminder as to what you probably need to do. When you look at it, remember the Trump hat? Yes, the mega hat. Make America great again. Keep on thinking about that. Make America great. And also put on your Trump sneakers. Lord have mercy. You know, black people, especially black men, were doing wonderful, or doing pretty good under the Trump regime, a.k.a. number 45. We were doing pretty good. And since then, we have hit a stalemate. I'm not telling nobody how to vote, but sometimes a change, we needed a change, and a change was there. and black people seem to flourish, especially black men seem to flourish a little bit better. But hey, like I say, this is not a political message. This is the Trump sneaker message. But hey, do what you got to do. This is your brother saying peace out. And we'll see you when we see you. Peace.